Wait, 1921.
Born in 1921. Where were you born?
Enterprise, Alabama.
Enterprise. It's down south of here.
Right over there, yeah.
And so what did your parents, what did your father do?
Farm. Yeah.
So you grew up on a farm.
Right.
What did it farm on the halves or rent?
Standing at that man on the halves, and last farm was standing over the government, FHA.
I see. Mm-hmm. And how many kids were in your family?
11.
11 of you.
Mm-hmm.
Were you the oldest or youngest?
Hell, they want to see something going on. Left me here.
Huh?
No, they some, they a lot of them old and done gone and left me.
Over and gone.
Huh? Yeah.
Let's see. So who in, did your father play? Was he a musician?
No.
Who in your family played?
Nobody but me.
You were the only one in your family?
I'm the one taking it up.
So how old were you when you started?
Around about 15 years old. Maybe 16.
What made you decide to do it?
I always liked it to a guitar. My daddy is a fella had money, so I never got it when I was a little bitty boy. I called myself playing it and put rocks between the strings and make a sound and a noise and a pleasing tune. I less liked it the guitar. And so I always craved one. Well, they just liked that sound. And so, and I got up, I rang around about 15 years old, he saw a fella with one and told him to sell it for me. And so when I sold, he sold me the guitar, and I've been paying attention to tunes ever since. And so it got on my mind, so, and most thing was consolation to me was a tune. And I liked it and I maintained it. In other words, I didn't get any place on it. I went in service. I went in first prize in 47 overseas playing. And so I just kept it with me all the time when I was small and played for different house parties and things and barbecues and breakdowns. And that just kept me going, you know. But I never did make anything out of it. I just got out so far, and such as I am now, I'm about to rust out and put it down.
What were the barbecues and places?
Oh, they had barbecues. They had barbecues. House parties mostly, you know. They have them big barbecues. Otherwise, they were selling sometimes for churches and different things and trying to make money the best way they could. And so they give a barbecue in order to make money, to make ends meet. I'm talking about the hard way, you know. That's been a long time ago. And so anyway, they could make money, they made it. And they gave me a little salary out of it. They gave me around maybe $2 or $3. And I was satisfying all the moonshine I could drink. I didn't know any better, and I was glad of it. But too, again, I felt good. And so I just keep myself going and run up on different boys and people, you know, and they like it. And so that mostly kept me going, see. People out, they hear me, they like it, and I just maintain it right on, see what I mean? And so I've been quit, I imagine, a long time ago. But like a Sam got me, but I came back and so that was my biggest bit right on. See, and I just kept on up with it. I liked it. I still like it. I love it. I really had did and tried it myself, but I love to do it when I go to feeling like it. I like to do it best I can do, but I'm just about to get out of practice and everything like I used to. And so I just don't remind up to it as much as I used to. Really, mostly, I ain't put it down, but I have a party every now and then. I invited to a party, Sunday or Saturday night. I don't know when they're going to put it off. American Legion, I'm supposed to play for them. I'm an American Legion myself, you know what I mean?
Were you playing by yourself or
with
a group?
I play by myself. I ain't never played with, I play a little bit with a band and all that stuff. And quartets and all that stuff.
So, like, if you play the American Legion, you'll play by yourself, huh?
Yeah, I played by myself. Yeah.
So like when you used to play these barbecues and things, you play, there were people dancing to you.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
What were some type of songs you were doing?
Oh, well, we had slow drag, you know, bad breakdowns, you know what I'm talking about. Otherwise, I can't think of all of them now like I used to.
Do you remember any of the fast breakdowns you used to do for that kind
of thing? Oh, well, it was mostly a bottleneck, you know what I mean? So it never didn't matter too much when I came up and learned how to play in C, and so I didn't run it all the way down the green, you know what I mean? But, I mean, it might be a good sound now, but it sounded good then, but too, again, see, I mean, I tried to get up, but I couldn't. Every time I hear a fancy piece that I really like to hear, I mean, you know, musically, like, I tried all that, you know what I mean? And so I mostly put the old stuff down, trying to learn the new, you know what I mean? But too, again, I mean, I'd rather, if I could, you know, if I just, man, let's go through the business again, or the way that pick up some of my old people, I mean, to go by, old patterns to go by, on the kind of that's the best, and I knew it.
Like the bottleneck things that you would play at these dances, did you sing with them or just play?
Well, we'd make a noise and a sound. Some of them we'd bring sounds all out of the woods, you know. I don't care what it sounded like, we'd sit. After who I was jumping off the roof, and finna get back in the nest, or the woods, we'd bring up one to make it sound good, you know what I mean? And we'd try to stop to see about sealing off under the house.
So you'd start singing. Yes,
anything that sound good. Just like I got the key to the highway. Now I can play that one now. You need to put, I wish I often think about that one. My big bill, you don't answer no joke. Yeah. I walk out on the highway, I wore out 20 pair of shoes, next thing I know they had the highway blues. Started out walking, my feet got soaking wet, I haven't found my baby, I ain't started walking yet and all that stuff, you know. Then again, it made sense then, you know. Cause we had the blues there, you know. You know, when you get the blues, the other words, and your lady go off and leave your girlfriend and put you down, you had to have something to keep your constellation, you know. Yeah. I had to get back in a lot of practice and think of everything I used to play. And I forgot, but to again, there's some, you know, slip my remembrances, you know. Drag them up, you know, and freshen them up over because the card they used to make, the other words, it, you know, my fingers is, in other words, it, slip up on them.
Oh, it's been so long since
you. Yeah, and so you got to. Other words, you know, practice what you've done, but see again, some fingers when they forget. Other words, your mind don't forget, and so you, just, yeah. You know what I mean. You got to start it all over again. Got to go together.
Now, what did you do for a living?
Me, well, I farmed till Uncle Sam got me. So Uncle Sam got me. I came out and went to civil service and stayed there about 14 years in a mess hall down there in Fort Rooker. And most of the Army, farming the biggest, I would put that ahead.
You started your farming after you got out of the civil service?
Yes, I went on the farming program, but I was going to school a little bit. But I went to agriculture school and general education just a little bit, not too much. You know, I had to get myself together, you know, get myself going again. To make a little change, it was a little then, so to make ends meet, you know. I came up the hard way, man. I mean, I ain't had no break whatsoever. In other words, I ain't never had a break in my life. Just, well, I reckon I had them all, but two again, I bought in the wrong part of the world, and then again, I didn't go any place to try to do any better, you know what I mean? I haven't been any place. I mean, I just been right around Alabama mostly. In fact, I've been all over the world, all throughout the United States twice, but I got stuck here, and so this is my home, and so seeming I can make it better here than I can any place elsewhere.
Now, what about, all right, when you first, who was it, all right, you didn't learn from anybody, but you were listening to people.
Well, I had a brother-in-law named Harvey Baxter.
What's his name?
Reverend Baxter now.
Harvey Baxter?
Reverend Harvey Baxter, right.
B-A-X-T.
BXTR.
That's the one I talked to, right?
Yeah, and he quit it. And I tell you what he done. He completely quit it. He turned it over to me. Mm-hmm. And I took it over and went just about as far as I can go further, but otherwise, I like new instructions, but do again, I can.
You like what?
New instructions, but I can pick up from where I'm at and try, I can make me something out of it, providing if I just get my mind on it. If I get anything out of it, you know what I mean? I just can't go along and depend on just playing the guitar and then have it. You got to miss Mel Carter. You can't last out that very long playing the guitar because he'll make you go someplace if you ain't going anywhere. And then again, you have an old song of, I mean, the Corrida, but it didn't. I talked it.
Yeah.
Speaks it, but I mean, it was used to be a song of it.
I know.
But I tell the story of it. You know what I mean? What I mean? Probably mean by talking. I mean, my language getting messed up. I'm not a good speaker anyway. See, but I know. Yeah, but I can make it so plain that you can understand what I'm trying to talk.
You didn't hear anybody else do that. You made that up yourself.
I made that myself.
I see.
And that's my own mate.
And how about the other one that you played that I never heard before was, let's see, Hoboing My Way in the Hollywood.
Hollywood. Where did that come from? I made that myself too. But I mean. The tune was learned to me, but I put the words to it and made something out. I made the song myself.
What is the tune? What was the original song?
Well, the tune. You see the tune. It's played in F.
But I mean that the tune you say came from somewhere else.
Otherwise, what I mean? The man. Oh, well, other word that let me see. This joker called it the Polk County Blues or something like
what?
That. Polk County, but the way he played it, he had the Polk County Blues. Polk County, yeah.
But you learned that tune from that. Was it on a record? That's what.
No.
I didn't think it was.
It wasn't on record. Mm.
So he had. Who was this man?
Albert Williams. No, not particular. He did. A lot of seconds on the ones that I tried to play and all. He could second real good.
So y'all played together?
Yeah. The words he had a guitar and I had one. He's a good seconder on anything you try to play. In other words, all you got to do is get it tuned in together, see. And his maintenance was good.
When you were young and just starting out, who was the best person around here?
The best blues singer?
Yeah.
You mean the player or the singer?
Player and singer.
Blind Boy Phillip.
No, I'm talking about around.
Oh, you talking about around here?
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you who started me out. James L. Haynes.
James L. Haynes?
And Johnny Haynes, all of them. They learned me how to sing. Well, let me play what they could keep up with the records. We were playing there, you know, and all that stuff. And so they got me more interested in the blues and everything, and I got to thinking about it, and I got started. You know what I mean? That man there tell you the same thing. Otherwise, we all came together. We used to go to these young parties and break down, and they could sing all them old-timey records, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I would imitate them with my guitar, you know what I mean? And so we went, well, otherwise, it wasn't a regular, if I'd have been, we probably would have been somewhere for just, you know, taking up the practice at it. But he just know the song and keep it in mind. And so when we have these parties and get in that stump juice, well, some of that comes up, you know what I mean? And then the one who the best singer, in other words, that's where we had the best part at, you know? He could make it out. and he could really sing. And so that's the way I come up. I mean, it wasn't a problem much, but two again, it was too. But anyway, if you're good at feeling good and these, you know, break the parties and everything, and when man come up and hear a good pleasing tune, and then the people gonna go out there and tatty flow down the house down like we was done, we went along with it, you know what I mean? We had a good time.
what about the Blue Hawaii? Where'd you pick that?
Well, I was in the Philippine Islands, and then the little fellow over there, he tried to learn me how to play that. You know, we had a guitar made out of a coconut hub.
Oh yeah. And y'all were playing on that?
He was playing on it. Uh-huh. And I went to a special service and got a pretty good old guitar, you know what I mean? We had instruments over there and man, he could really play it. And so that got me interested in it. And then up on a little girl over there, she could play.
They were Filipino.
Yeah, Filipino. Now, you want to hear something, you get with them jokers at them, especially in the Spanish guy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, John, I like to turn to Spanish, but I like that way. I like the way them jokers play. They can go. I swear they can play. But anyway, I just like high-wall your music. I like it. I don't know why, But I just love it. It's the sweetest stone I ever heard in my life.
It is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
That you did was fantastic.
Yeah, now I'm talking about they play is different though. Yeah. They play. That's fair. Not anything they play, I didn't sound like it's way off. It's just mellow, you know what I mean? I like that how all his music. A lot of people don't like it. I said, I ain't even know how it went. I said, I don't care why. I said, you don't know what you're missing, man. I said, I never been to High Water, but I just like the music. And I said, in other words, just give me a thought and a mind, you know, and a reconnection, you know what I mean? So I just likes it. We came up like that. All my people, they call themselves this sanctification, or some holiness, you know what I mean? So I come up in that kind of order. Because I strayed away from the whole family. I'm a stray sheep from the flock, you know what I mean? I ain't done some of anything, but I did a little of everything. But two, again, there wasn't enough, you know, for me to go out there too far and suffer for. I haven't been under too many confinements, no more than what I brought on myself. And so my daddy gave me a good raising. I appreciate that. Learned how to treat people. Learned how to be respectful to folks. I likes that. I sure appreciate every bit of that. And I had too much trouble in my life. But I ain't did anything with some kind of a talent I had. That was, I didn't get too much education. I had to walk, when I was going to school, it was four months of very most of it. I lived in the country. I had to walk 6 miles one way, 12 miles a day. When the creek got up, I couldn't get there at all.
So, you had to walk that 12 miles?
I walked 6 miles one way, and 6 miles there, and 6 miles back. When the creek got up, I didn't get there at all. You know how much I got? I had the cornfield and the cotton field. I should have made that song about the old cotton field back home. But two again, I was cut out for it. I'm just short of education. I can't do much of that as I want to, but I can read and write a little bit. I would never make, I don't know, man. In other words, a gift's a gift, you know. And I do a little bit of anything, but I do a lot of.
Well, you got a gift for music.
I'm mostly doubtful, you know, and kind of. When you have a bad break like I had, you doubt yourself sometimes, you know what I mean?